I want to just focus on one little phrase from Job 5, from verse 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, don't despise the chastening of the Almighty. Well, some of these explanations of why does God allow suffering that one hears are terribly simplistic. They're about as simplistic as that. That suffering makes you a better person. And so, therefore, you should rejoice in all your tribulations. Well, yeah, I suppose some sufferings do, I suppose, make you a better person, but I don't think that the book of Job is about really the question of suffering or why suffering. It's more about how a man can be just with God. And I think it is far too simplistic to trot this out. You know, happy is the man whom God corrects, therefore don't despise the chastening of the Almighty. It's all going to be good in the end, and rejoice in your sufferings, it's going to make you a better guy. Well, does suffering necessarily make you a better person? I don't really think so in a lot of things, because suffering is too wide an issue to just say it will make you a better person. And those sort of simplistic responses, I think, are not at all helpful. And, you know, the person who loses a child, the person who goes through incredibly painful loss in various ways, does that actually make you a better person? Right? I don't think that is an appropriate perspective. When you look at this idea of happiness, the happiness of God's people, well, you read about this in Deuteronomy 33, 29, Daniel 12, where the happiness of God's people is only at the end. It's only finally in the kingdom of God. Only then, I suppose, would we be able to rejoice in all that we went through in this life, because then we shall understand. But in this life, we do not understand. Now, Job really existed, I do believe, as a historical person. And yet he is used clearly as representative of Judah in exile and God's people. They suffered, and the same language that's used about the suffering of Job is used about the suffering of Judah. And yet in the end, they were not corrected. And this is the tragedy of the history of Israel. And it's the tragedy of the history of a lot of personal lives, that some people suffer terrible things, but they don't really get it in the end. Now, it didn't work with Israel. The suffering servant could have been Israel, but it was not them, because they didn't respond. And so the prophecies of the suffering servant, as we know, became relevant to a person, Israel as an individual, that is the Lord Jesus. And so when you read about don't despise the chastening of the Almighty in the context of Job, well, the suffering servant was chastened, and the same word is used in Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was not chastened for his own sins, but for the benefit of ourselves, so that through his chastening we might have peace with God. And that, of course, is based upon Job. Now, Job was not sinless as the Lord Jesus was, and yet all the same, he is introduced to us in Job 1 verse 1 as a just and upright man. And he ends the book with God saying the same. So you think, well, why was the suffering in his life? Was it to make him a better guy? He starts upright and perfect in the sense of complete and mature, and he ends that way. So why? Or the suffering. Well, in his case, I do think that it was finally so that his friends might be saved. That is, I think, one perspective, or one window, if you wish, onto the reason as to why Job suffered. And so it's quite possible that you can go through awful things, not to necessarily improve you, but so that you can be of help to somebody else. And I think Paul helps us when he talks about suffering in 1 Thessalonians, and he says basically that if we suffer anything, it is so that we might comfort others who also suffer the same thing. So, of course, it's all multifunctional, multidimensional, why we suffer. But unless we are going to use our experience in sharing it with other people and actually bothering to get involved with other people's lives so that they open up to us and tell us stuff that they've gone through, then that suffering will be in vain. So that's just a perspective I'll leave with you as to one reason why we suffer. And you talk about suffering. I mean, it's so multidimensional. I mean, what kind of suffering do you mean? But one aspect of it is that it is not a punishment from God, and it may not necessarily be to make you a better person. It may function in quite another way. It is so that you can be there for someone else who has gone through what you have gone through. Because it is amazing how the situations that you go through that you assume are totally unique to you, nobody would understand if I started to explain to them what I went through in those years or what I went through at that moment when this happened or how I felt. You know, other people you find have been through those things. And immediately there is that rapport straight away between you and them, and God will use that